beginne gar und darf mir sagt das seit darf mir mal beginne mal auf beginne tres mal beginne das genau aber kurz fach man khag sukes so the toy rates be khag sukes so now we know exactly when this was supposed to be as the gemara goes through all the different details that are necessary to describe this to know exactly when the hakel was on which tres the same is still a wonder because hashtag said be khag sukes now that it says be khag sukes you said you need be khag sukes because had you only written B'moyed, you would have thought Maria Shad from Rosh Hashanah. So Chag HaSukkos, Tayyiz on Sukkos. Okay, but now says Tayyiz, now that you said Chag HaSukkos, B'moyed Lomalei, so what do you need the word Moyed for? What does that come to teach us? Boy, moreover, L'lichtav al-Makech HaBashanah, M'shtan Sa Shemitah, B'moy Kois Ol-Leroy. So it should say, the end of 7 years, after the Shemitah year, when all the Jewish people come to see, which are from the Shalosh Regalim, Manu Yedan Lav Han Rosh Hashanah, so we really know it's not Rosh Hashanah, because the Azayin Boyim L'Leroy, there's no Ali L'Rekel then. Yeshem says, what you can say is no. Imkin, that would be the case, if I didn't have the word B'moyed, I mean, I would have said b'chag matzis on Pesach, which also the bali rois when the oil regal. Lochi yitzchak b'chag sukkos. Everybody needed to say b'chag sukkos. But me who says it's b'moyed lo habitzarach, he still didn't need to say b'moyed. So I know why he had to say b'chag sukkos. But there says it's lochi yitzchak. The reason why it was necessary is as follows: mishum debebokol yisol lagoyis ma'ashma. Because just saying the term when all the Jewish people come, that sounds like maschata b'moyed on the beginning of the yomtiv. But that's when everyone comes. We have mishum the first day. K'mashal b'moyed. That's what the b'moyed teaches. The mashal b'techa b'moyed. In B'moyed is in the Yomtiv, meaning not in the beginning, but somewhere in the middle. Now, so what do you need B'boy Kol Yisrael for? Because the Mashma Meschal to the Moyed, because when they're coming, still sounds like it's somewhere towards the beginning of the Yomtiv, which teaches you Lo B'yom Beis B'yom Gimel, not on day two or three. Ela B'motzei Yomtiv Rishon has to be at the end of the first day. That's all the terminology come and tell you. So one's telling you that it has to be in the beginning. One's telling you it has to be in the middle. So that means like the beginning, that's the middle, which is right after the first day. Al Pirish Rashi to move, but Rashi's interpretation is a wonder because the Pirish he explains the Ma'itama B'yam to Rishon Lo. He says, why don't you do it in the first day? According to Tosfos, it's actually what the Drash is telling you. According to Rashi, says, why don't you do it on the first day? But they can be main Dech Yamtim because fixing the platform is not Dech Yamtim. But says Tosfos, Kivin Exeris Akas of Likas Maschat of the Ma'it. But if you tell me that the Torah is telling you to read in the beginning of Yamtim, if you didn't have Tosfos Drash, Rashi says a Svara, but then you could believe Bima, let them read it without a platform. And all the Bima Ma'akavas, Kevas, where do you get this idea that the platform is critical? So, Lachim is Tabak, the Pirish says, Tosfos, it seems logical the way I'm explaining it. Now, more of a says, Tosfos, Beniru would seem, the Hoyu Boyna Binam Erev Yomtiv, that they would actually build the platform from before Yomtiv, a Binyan Shal Parakim, a building of different parts. They didn't make any structure. They just erected it, and just put the parts together. Because says Tais actually be'em loyvon noisim erev yomtiv. Actually, if you didn't build it from before yomtiv, near it seemed to be done the lohi yedoicha for lechol shemayit that its building would not even override the melacha, which is less severe of chol shemayit. So obviously, it was already built, just wasn't put together.